What's going on, my fitness coaches? Welcome to another episode of the Change Lives Make Money on the Trainer podcast. It's your boy, Brian Mark, and this is the number one podcast for online fitness coaches. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the fact that it's your fucking job to change their life. Now, this is a conversation that's coming because I see a lot of online fitness coaches that are afraid of selling. You guys are afraid of selling yourself. You're afraid of getting on the phone and convincing a prospect to take action. You're afraid of coming across as salesy or sleazy or, you know, coming across as only wanting money. And as a result, you never actually fully commit to the sales process and you never actually get the result that you want. And every single online coach that's listening to this podcast right now wants to make more money. All of you guys want to make more money. You want to transform more people's lives. You'd love to have a bigger income. But I would say 90% of you that are listening to this right now have a really hard time with actually selling yourself. Let me know if I'm right or wrong. You know, if you're listening to this in the car, you can let me know. If you're tuning in right now, let me know how many of you struggle with the idea of selling yourself. And as a result of struggling with the idea of selling yourself, you basically, when prospects are lay downs and they come to you and they're like, hey, Jay, sign me up. How much do you charge? You sign those clients. But when it comes to like prospects that are a little bit like hesitant, and they're like, I'm going to start next month. You're like, okay, like fucking message me next month. And then they literally never fucking message you. Your business never grows and they stay stuck in the same place. All right. So yo, it is your job to change their life. What you need to understand as an online fitness coach is if all it took was information for everybody to get in shape, then people could just go to ChatGPT right now, type in weight loss program for women, and they could get results. Information is not why people are out of shape. Information is not the problem. The problem is action. People cannot take action. They have excuses for why they can't take action. They're too busy with their kids to take action. They've got other stuff going on, so they can't take action. They're making excuses. And so when you get on a call with a prospect, even though it's like, this is the hard part, right? About sales. This is where like, I just did a $1 million mastermind coaching call with my clients that are making anywhere from $25,000 a month to $100,000 a month. And one of my clients, Anthony, was like, dude, I'm going viral right now. I made $18,000 in 10 days, but I get a lot of these clients that will apply for my coaching program. And when they apply, I'll send them a message and they never respond. Why is that? I'm like, bro, if I had the answer to that, I'd be a fucking billionaire, right? Because even though people will literally say like, I need to lose 20 pounds. I need to get in shape. I want to join your program. Angel, like I need this right now. Even though they say that, sometimes they'll no show your fucking call, right? Sometimes they'll get on the call and they'll say it's not the right time or they don't have the money. But then that same person goes out on the weekend and gets fucked up and spends $200 at the bar. Or that same person goes out and gets Botox, which costs them $1,000. That same person will go out and spend $1,000 on makeup. So it's like the exact same person that's saying they don't have the money to invest is investing in other things. Just wanted to take a quick minute to say, I want to change your life. If you're listening to this podcast, then you know that I have what it takes to help you grow a successful online coaching business. So go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients. I'll reach out to you and we'll talk about what your biggest struggle is. We'll talk about what your goals are for your online coaching business, and I'll give you some guidance and a game plan for what to do next. Again, go to my Instagram, @TheRealBrianMark, and DM me the words more clients, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Now let's get back to today's episode. So I want you guys to understand something, okay? When you have a prospect that reaches out and says, hey, I need some help. I need you to help me lose weight, get in shape. I'm inspired by your journey and I want to take action. When you get a prospect that reaches out, that expresses interest and books a call, you need to expect that they're going to have excuses for taking action. That's the first thing, is I just expect there to be an objection. Like, I actually don't like it when prospects are like, take my money. It's not fun, okay? I expect objections because it's my job to change your life. And so it's my job to make sure that when you come to me and you're like, you know, I really want to start, but it's not the right time. I need to talk to my wife. I got to check with my husband. I got to check my bank account. I got to floss my cat. Whatever the fuck you say, it's my job to be like, listen, you reached out to me for a fucking reason. Obviously, we're on this call. Why are you here? Why didn't you just cancel the call? Why didn't you just no-show me? Why did you show up today? There's a part of you that wants to transform your life. Why? I want to tap into that. Okay. I want to tap into like why they're on the call, what made them reach out to me, like what exactly brought them to me today. And then when they make an excuse, I want to be like, 100%, I understand. It is an investment, but you knew that coming into this call and you still showed up today. So obviously this is important to you, right? All right. So like, you know, what brought you to this call with me today? Like, why do you want to transform your life? And I'm going to keep having that fucking conversation. It's not my job to figure out their finances. That's their job. Like, it's my job to remind them, like, you booked a call with me for a reason, right? You showed up today for a reason. It's my responsibility to get you over the finish line. Because listen, this is the reality, okay? So the only thing that you'll get by letting prospects off the phone is a fucking bank account that says a big fat zero. That's the only thing you'll get, okay? No matter how good you think you are at sales or like how like convinced you are that the person's gonna come back, 95% of the time, if a prospect gets on off the call with you without taking any action for your fitness program, they're not coming back, period. End of story, no questions asked. So it's your responsibility to get the prospect to take action on the call. And you also need to know before you even book that call that they're going to have excuses on that call. They're going to say they're going to need to talk to their wife. They're going to have to like check their finances. They're going to have to think about it. All of those things are going to happen. And so when you know that and you expect that, you're able to work through it instead of hoping for a fucking laydown, which is what most of you guys are doing. You're just hoping that the prospect can be like, oh, you're $1,000? Fucking sweet. Bam. Doesn't work like that. And so if you let the prospect off the call without doing the due diligence of doing everything in your power to get them to take action, two things are going to happen. One, you're going to stay broke as fuck. Or maybe you're not broke. Maybe you're listening to this. You're like, I'm not broke, Brian. Fuck you. Maybe you're going to stay stuck at the current income level that you're making. So if you're making 3 to 5K a month, you're stuck there. You're making 10K a month, you're stuck there. So if you let the prospect off the phone without taking any sort of next action, you stay broke or struggling or stuck. The second thing is, if you let the prospect off the call without taking any action, the prospect stays stuck in the same fucking place. They're not going to grow. They're not going to transform. They're not going to lose weight. You really think that the prospect is going to end the call with you and be like, okay, now I'm just going to go figure this out on my own. I'm going to go write my own workout program. I'm going to write my own meal plan. I'm going to transform my own fucking life. If they're not willing to take action on the call and say yes to you, do you really think they're going to go out of their own way to write their own meal plan, write their own training program and transform their life? Absolutely fucking not. They're going to stay stuck in the same place. And that's actually your fault because you could have gotten them to take action on the call and you could have helped them start their weight loss journey. But because you were too afraid of like going to the next step and being salesy, you weren't willing to get them to change your life. It's your responsibility. It's your job to change their life. It is your job. It is your duty as an online fitness coach. And the coaching process doesn't start when they pay you. It starts the second they reach out to you. Soon as they reach out to you and they're like, yo, I'm like, Ashley, I need some help. That's when it starts. Cool. How can I help? Like, now we're talking. And when you have an objection or when you have an excuse or when you have a reason or whatever, I'm going to call you out because that's my job as a coach, is to challenge you to be great. And you reached out to me for a reason. So obviously you want that. Otherwise you could have just not reached out and continue watching my content. There's a fucking reason you have a conversation with me. And so I know that you think you don't have the time, but like, obviously this is important to you, or you could have just blocked me on social media. So you do have the fucking time. So, you know, where's the barrier here? What are we talking about? Like, what's actually holding you back? It's your job to change their life. Do not let them off the call without challenging them, and do not let them off the call without overcoming those objections. That's it. That's all. We need to change the way that we view sales calls. Sales calls are not like hoping that they fucking pay and just a lay down. Sales calls are a conversation, and the conversation starts once you drop the price and they say no. That's when the conversation starts. Most of you guys are viewing that as the end of the conversation. For me, that's where the conversation starts. Okay, that makes sense. What are we going to do here, right? Now we're talking. That's it. That's all. I hope you guys all have the best day of your entire lives. If you're not subscribed to the podcast, make sure that you do, okay? It's the Change Lives, Make Money on the Training podcast. Got over 1,000 episodes. We're the best in the game. Best business coaches on the fucking planet. If you don't already know, you're not already in the program, you haven't experienced it, you need to feel it for yourself. So send me a DM on Instagram that says 10K and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Hopefully you got some value. If you did, and you want to learn more about how me and my team can help you scale your online fitness business to $10,000 a month, DM me 10K on Instagram at TheRealBrianMark for more information, and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help you grow an online coaching business.